Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But yesterday, we as Jet fans experienced, I think, the most pathetic loss maybe of our lifetime. And a guy to react to it joins us every Monday after a Jet game. Lately, it's been all losses. It is the Joe Beningo Football Monday call-in, and it's brought to you by Empire City Casino. Winners play here. By Approved Oil, lock in your low oil rate at freezetherate.com. And by HO Gross Jewelers of Garden City. Bro, that was as disgraceful a performance as I've seen as a fan. What say you?
Well, you know, being a fan of this team for 60 years, I'd have to sit down and really research how many pathetic losses, there's been so damn many of them. I mean, I don't think we have time, but that was pretty bad yesterday. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, to lose this game the way they lost yesterday, I want to start with this because it can't be overstated. And I understand the team played like crap, and I understand the delay of game penalties. You know, I understand the terrible defense. Sauce Gardner, I'm going to call him Ahmed from now on because, you know, he's the most overrated corner in football, and I would not pay him $30 million a year by any stretch of the imagination. But with that said, he's actually got more drop picks than he has picks in his career, but that's okay, okay? And he had Shake Your Booty beat him on the biggest play of the game yesterday, you know? I mean, whoever the hell he is. And also a game where the Patriots tried like hell to lose. They dropped like 8-9 passes in the game. In the first Jet touchdown drive, there were two pass interference calls that really set the touchdown up. So, I mean, it wasn't exactly like they played great yesterday. But let's get back to this, okay? This kicker is killing us, okay? How this guy was allowed to come back and kick for this game is beyond my imagination. He's caught. Look, you want to say he's cost us two games? Because I think he's really cost us three. But if he made kicks this year like he was making last year, we're at least looking at a 500 team right now. It's mind-boggling. What happened to this guy? He's killing him.
Here's the thing, Joe. Are you angry about this, or are you resigned about this? Because Evan was angry about it, obviously, when we started our show.
I am two hours ago.
But now it's like, what can you do other than be resigned and accept that this little experiment is not working?
Well, I tell you right now, this is crazy. I'm disgusted. You know, I've been through the wars for too many years with this franchise. You know, I've been beaten up. You know, they'll always be my team. But, you know, I know that, thank God, as I say this all the time, Teak, I swore to one Super Bowl because I know I'm never seeing another one.
Right.
All right? You know, Evan might see one. You guys will be maybe alive to see another one. I'm resigned that I never am. Right now, to me, this calls for complete desperation. And this may be insane and maybe unprecedented. But obviously, Jeff Ulbrich cannot be the head coach of this team. I mean, you're going to tell me he's going to coach the team for nine more games?
He got put in a terrible
situation. No, I'm not
knocking
him. No. You're right, Teak. I mean, look, the guy woke up Monday. They came back from London, and basically Woody said, you're the coach. I mean, I get that.
I know.
You know. All right? And he's coaching the team, and he's the defensive coordinator, and it's basically an impossibility for
him. Right. It's hurting both. It's hurting both roles.
So what do you want to do? You want to fire him and try a third guy?
No. What I would do, this is insane. I'm telling you, it's insane, but I would do this. Bro, desperate times call for desperate measures, okay?
Made Hackett the head coach?
No. I would get Rex right now, Rex Ryan right now.
Yeah, but Joe, you know how
wait a minute.
You know how hard that is?
Why not? But Teak, where are we going? What are we going to be, 4-13?
Well, here's
what the hell's the difference?
So
he wants the job, bring him in, let Ulbrich be back to the D coordinator, and let's see what happens. It can't be any worse. That's my point.
You're right, but I think it's just so hard to, in the middle of a season,
I get it.
Coach who is not in the building and most of the team doesn't know.
Okay.
And look, would it be unprecedented? Of course.
Yes,
but I mean, hell, the Jets do unprecedented things all the time. Maybe it actually would work. But I just think, let's look what's left of the season. You have to get to 9 probably 10 wins. So
right.
You have 9 games left. You got to win 7 or 6 more. No, 7 or
no, you got it. You got to go
or 8 more games.
Right.
Which
is
just it's just hard. It's a grind that they have to be on. So the question is, how do you do that? How do you most effectively do that? That's the challenge with this team right now, is that there's not an easy answer on how to do that simple. Not simple, because it's complicated. It's hard to win in the NFL. But how do you do that?
Well, I think that that's a start, because I don't think you can do it the way it is now. Mm. I just don't think you can. I mean, they don't really have a head coach here at this point in time. And like, and again, I'm not going to kill Ulbrich for it. And look, I wasn't against them firing Salah. I mean, it's turned out to be a major mistake. I mean, let's be real. I mean, he should have either fired Salah after the year last year or, waited it out and just, if it really went to where, get rid of him at the end of the year. That's
right.
What they should have done.
Do the Fossil thing.
Right.
Remember in 03, Fossil's last year?
He's
not coming back, but you need somebody to coach the team.
Right. So, Woody's made a lot of big mistakes here. And that's been, we've had, in all due respect, I know Leon Hess was a tremendous man. He was great dealing with the oil barons in the Middle East. He did a great job with that, okay? They could probably use him doing that now, but I don't want to get into all of that. But, as far as him being an owner, he wasn't very good. Same thing with Woody. I mean, Woody might have been a great ambassador to the UK or whatever he is, but he's a terrible, terrible owner.
And what I think is awful about this decision, and I'm not, it's not like I was the biggest Robert Saleh fan.
No, of course.
You wanted it. Was more, this never works. Like, just watching the history of football, firing a coach in the middle of the year never works.
Right.
But I think what's made this worse is that I think GMs and coaches around the league are laughing at the Jets.
Of course.
Bill Belichick takes shots at Woody
all the
every
time.
Freaking week. And it leads me to wonder that when this mess of a season is over, who's going to want to work for him?
Yeah, Rex.
I mean, but that tells you something. I love Rex.
How long has it been?
Let me say this, though, Teague. Dick Vermeer, how long was the time between...
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's
a good one. It's a good one.
It's not how long it's been for Rex. And I loved Rex. You and I, we defended.
I love him.
I loved him.
And he wants the job. You know what it is?
I know he does.
He wants the job.
But that doesn't mean it would work.
Okay, but can it get worse?
I think what Joe is saying is that this isn't working
Okay. For this season.
How much worse could it be,
Joe, for this season, they can make you the head coach. Like, I'm in favor of whatever, because this season's a lost cause. But
I'm no head coach.
Rehiring Rex is like marrying your ex-wife. It ended badly with Rex. I love him. I really do.
That works for some people, though.
Does it?
Yeah, I've seen that happen before.
Not often. I mean, I will say that. I mean, it's not often, Teak. I guess
it isn't at all.
I mean, J-Lo got back with Affleck, and I think that's all. Isn't that over now, too?
Yes.
I think it is, right?
It lasted 6 months.
Yes. It never works. And Rex wants the job. Of course he wants the job. He's desperate to be a head coach.
Right.
And no one's giving him that opportunity.
Right. But you know
for
what?
For whatever reason.
But here's the deal, bro.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot. We can't be any worse than we are.
Look.
I mean, like Tiki said it, we're the laughing stock of the NFL. We're a laughing stock.
We are.
Belichick, everybody's laughing at us. Belichick's laughing at us. Everybody's laughing at us. So what the hell? We've been a circus anyway this year. Let's continue to, send in the clowns. I mean, why not?
Would you... So the trade deadline
it sounds crazy, but
no. And the one thing I can't argue with is that I think we're screwed. Like, I think we're dead.
Right.
So
right.
If the idea
right.
is,
right.
hey, we're dead anyway.
Right.
Let's try something crazy like Rex being the head coach or Francesa being the head coach
right.
or
well.
Morash being the head coach. Whatever. We're screwed anyway.
I'm taking Morash over Mike. I'll tell you that. Morash way every day over Mike. Sean, every day.
I could call a better offense for sure.
No question about it.
But in terms of this team, would you try to trade everyone at the deadline?
No.
How would you approach this?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No.
Why am I going to trade everybody at the deadline? I'm not doing that. We do, but I mean, what's the point of that? We still got some players here. I mean, I'm going to start dumping everybody because we have – I mean, who knows what next year is going to be? Who knows, if there's a whole new regime in here next year that things don't change dramatically? I mean, I think Rodgers is going to come back for another year.
Do you want that?
I'll tell you why I want it, Teak. Because they got a draft. They're probably going to have a high draft choice.
Yeah.
They got to draft a young quarterback,
let's be honest. Yeah.
And let me have that kid – work for a year behind Rodgers.
Right.
That's
makes
the
sense.
Reason I
no,
would want
right.
him back.
Yeah, you're right. Because you're not – if you're if everything goes to crap and you get rid of the staff and the marginal players and et cetera, you're rebuilding.
Right.
And so you're going to need a quarterback. The question is, if Aaron Rodgers going to want to do that?
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
Well,
because the karma, because
you know
the
what, it doesn't matter.
You
know what? It doesn't matter, Joe, because if he doesn't and he retires and says, I'm out, you have Tyrod Taylor. So
yeah. And you're
I mean,
still,
serious.
Right, which is true. No, he's right. No, Tiki's right. And you still got to draft a young quarterback, which
exactly.
You have to do. I mean, they have to do it.
I don't know if you wonder this with Aaron Rodgers, and maybe I'm just starting to turn on him because I've seen enough mercenaries come to my teams over the last couple of years, and it all ends badly. I'm starting to wonder if he gives a crap. I really am. Like, do you wonder that about Aaron Rodgers at
well,
all?
Well, I don't think here's the thing. I don't think he's been that bad. I mean, I think he played terrible. Look, was he the guy from 5 years ago? No. But,
no.
I mean, with the game on the line, he drove him down the field to take
right.
the lead
right.
with 2 minutes to go. I mean, and in defense just, you know, wadded the bed after that. You know, so he's as bad as it seems to be right now.
No,
I will say
he's
that.
He's not bad, Joe. That's not the issue. What the issue is he's not great.
No, so he's not the guy he was.
He's
no.
not at that level
no.
where he's a difference maker,
right.
You know, from
right.
from first snap to last snap.
Right.
I mean, he does make plays. I'm not going to – you can't take that away from him. There's some
no.
things
right.
that are just beautiful. It's like, wow, that's a hell of a throw. But
right.
it happens 4 or 5 times a game, not 25 times
Well,
a game.
It would help, and they ran a little better yesterday, but it would help if they had a better running game because they don't have a good running game. I mean, how?
Yeah.
I mean, can we
not
get a yard?
Not enough. Yeah,
can
not
we get a yard?
Enough.
Fourth and one, instead of having, you know, to kick a field goal there, can we maybe get the first down and try to score a touchdown there? Even on the first drive of the game, why didn't they go for it on the 43-yard line there instead of trying to draw them offside? Then they take another delay game and they punt.
Yeah,
I would have went for it right there.
And he looked disgusted. Aaron was disgusted
right,
with that.
Right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, right. I think that's a part of the problem. Like, I think that you've got a quarterback that's okay. You've got a running game that is completely underachieved.
Yep.
You
yep.
have an offensive line that's shaky at best, and not yep. being nice.
The kid should be playing, by the way. The kid, the first round pick should
Olu
be playing.
Olu Fashanu?
Yeah. Why
because
not?
Because at this point, like, Tyron Smith is a waste.
Yep.
Like,
he's
what's
a statue.
What's the point? He's
yep.
also got 1 year left on the deal. He's not going to yep. be on the team next year. So you yep. may as well find out what you have in Olu Fashanu.
No doubt. And how about Vera Tucker getting hurt again like he does every year,
yeah.
by the way? I mean, I don't know how serious this one is, but he didn't play yesterday.
I mean, it doesn't even matter. It's just terrible because he had so much potential.
He does.
Yeah.
And how about the fact that this quarterback and this offense uses timeouts the way they did in the first quarter of yesterday's game.
Yeah.
Like they are.
What
so,
it was delay of games all
and,
of, all
and
across
a delay
the
of game on the 2-point
oh,
conversion
that was a killer.
Joe.
No,
what the hell was that?
I know. And then they still went for the 2, which I was kind of surprised about, to be honest.
Yeah, you know why? Because the kicker stinks.
Oh my God.
Why is the kicker still on the team when they got rid of the head coach? They changed the offensive coordinator.
They
made all these considerable changes, and yet the kicker, who's clearly just a bad reliever, he's Adam Ottavino from a good year to a bad year.
Right.
That's
well,
all
I
these kickers
that.
Are. Why is he still here?
Yeah. I mean, and now he got a short week. I mean, you're going to dump this guy? You're going to let him kick again? There's got to be
They have a kid on the practice squad, correct?
Oh, do they?
I think they guess. I guess they could elevate whoever they have on their practice squad.
I mean, it can't be any worse at this point. I mean, this guy's shot. I mean, to me, Zerline. I mean, the two kicks he missed yesterday, the extra point wasn't even close.
Yeah.
The field goal wasn't even close. Not even close.
And like you said, it's the difference in the game, and they've had a few games like that where it'd be the difference.
Bro, if he made the kicks this year, if he made the kick against Denver, okay, and everybody said 50 yards in the rain, I don't want to hear it. He would have made that in sleep last year. If he would have made the win against Denver, if he makes two against Buffalo, if he makes what he had to make yesterday, they're 5-3. I mean, as bad as they are, you're looking at at least a 4-4 team, at least.
Do you have any hope? Thursday night, short week.
I have no hope. I have no hope. If you're asking me, how could I have hope? They're playing a 6-2 team. I know they're banged up. I know the receivers are hurt for them and all of that.
Yeah, they are. Nico Collins is out on IR. Stephon Diggs is now out. I mean, I just did their game. And they didn't look great against a struggling Indy team. So. Yeah.
It's a division game.
Division.
Yeah.
I think they're getting a point now, Sean.
Oh, it switched? Okay, this morning.
Yeah, I think they're one. I mean, how could it only be a point? Mike, even when they were 7-point favorites against New England, I'm saying, how could this team be a 7-point favorite in this game?
Because they're waiting, maybe overweighting the Aaron Rodgers effect.
I guess.
That's what it comes down to. I think ultimately it's always about the quarterback. If you have a quarterback that's competent, you're going to get some points, even if you don't deserve them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the worst part is we got 9 more games to go.
That's the thing.
We got more than half the year to go, Tate.
Well, the thing is, Joe, if you lose one more, maybe two more, there really is no reason to watch. Because the expectation is shot.
I'm talking about for
your expectation.
Right.
Like,
you're not making the playoffs. Yeah, yeah.
You're not making the playoffs. No. All the vets that were brought here to win now, like, what's the point? So it gets really ugly. If you lose one, maybe two more games.
And let's be honest with this, too, Teague. The defense is not the same. I mean, the John Franklin Myers move is backfired on him. Bryce Huff move is backfired.
Because of depth. More than anything, it was depth.
Right. And C.J. Mosley's done. I think he's finished.
He got hurt again last week.
He got hurt again. You know, he's up there. He's been around a long time. I think he's shot. The defense is nowhere near what it was. Jermaine Johnson's out for the year. Quinnen Williams actually played well. I thought he played his best game yesterday. About time.
Yeah, he did. He finally got some penetration. Right. Making some difference.
Ultimately, there's so many things that causes bad teams to lose, and right now they're a bad team. But how about the fact that Aaron Rodgers gets off the field, they're up by 5, all you need is the defense to not let Jacoby Brissett and that crappy offense to go 70 yards and march down the field.
Yeah.
And the defense couldn't do it.
Well, I mean, the defense isn't that good, bro. It's just not.
Yeah.
Now, you want to tell me maybe it'd be better if Salah was still the head coach and Ulbrich was just concentrating on defense?
I don't think so. Because, you know, look, Joe, Ulbrich is still calling the defenses. And
right,
on that first third down that Evan was talking about where he runs for 14 yards or so, they bring pressure from the backside. But there's nobody else because they're playing man coverage on the front side. Once they create a hole, there's nobody to stop them.
Yeah.
And so you just assume that Jacoby Brissett's not going to run. But if you give him, I don't know, 30 yards with nobody in the space, he's going to run.
Mm. Yeah.
And then on the other third down, Sauce Gardner was turning around like a top.
Oh, my God. And like I said, they dropped so many passes to Patrick. He even dropped a pick.
He dropped the pick, exactly.
He dropped a pick as well, you know?
Did it? Because for me, it was just pathetic losing to a bad team. That's how it felt. Like, there's a team on your schedule.
But we're
a bad team. I know we are. I guess I was naive to not assume that.
But did it add extra
pain losing to the Patriots, or does it not even matter?
You know what? It's just at this point in time, I mean, it's not the same. It's not the same New England team. You know, I know Kraft is still up there, but, you know, it's just not the same anymore. So I'm not going to – you know, they stink. They're right down – they're with the dregs of the league right now. They're right down there with the Titans and the Panthers and, you know, teams like that. I mean, the Saints who stink. I mean, this is where they are. I hate to say it, Sean, but the Giants, I mean, this is where we are.
Don't hate to say it. We stink, Joe.
Right. I mean, this is where we are right now. We're one of the worst teams in the NFL. I mean, there's no sugarcoating. The only good thing in the sports world anyway yesterday that happened was – Miami blowing that game to the Cardinals.
Oh, that was great. Right. I enjoyed that, too, by the way. You
I mean, that was pretty good watching that happen.
That was,
you know,
the one thing. Like, and I enjoyed the Commander victory over the Bears. I thought that
was pretty
badass.
Good. Right, right.
It
turned
no
out to be a good game because I thought it was going to be ugly to begin with.
Yeah. What game? Teak, what game did you do?
Command,
the Colt game?
I had the Colts and the Texans. Which
right.
It was
not
close,
a bad game. It's a good game.
It was close game, but it was ugly for moments.
Right,
But it was entertaining. It was a good game to call because some good things happened in it.
Right.
But you're right. Seeing Miami blow that game to
that
Arizona
was
like a nice little, all right, we'll give you something on this football Sunday.
And so now 9 weeks into the season, the Buffalo Bills have a four-game lead.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
And they're killing everybody.
Nine games in.
Yep. They're killing everybody. They killed Seattle yesterday. But the best team in the league to me now is the Detroit Lions. I mean, they're the best team in the league. I mean, their offense is unbelievable.
They might score 70 points in one of these games.
They might. They might. And I know, look, the Chiefs are undefeated. But the Chiefs are doing it.
They're a little bit
flawed.
They're
doing it with defense.
Right.
The quarterback is still great. There's no doubt about it. But right now to Detroit. And how about the Ravens losing to Cleveland yesterday? And I know it's a division game. But that was a shocker.
No, you know what it was? It was Jameis, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Jameis Winston been waiting forever for his next chance.
Yep.
I know he said. I know he quoted the Eminem lyrics. You only get one shot. It's like Jameis. You know, this is like your fourth shot.
Hey, NFL quarterbacks. One thing that we've learned over the years is sometimes these guys take a long time to develop. I mean, you never know.
Yep.
There's a lot of guys who, you know, went to. I mean, you look at Geno. You look at Darnold. You look at Baker Mayfield. Just guys that are playing now.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes a while for these guys, and to get into the right situation and to mature enough to turn out to be decent quarterbacks.
And by the way, I think that's the biggest part. Those last things you said, get in the right situation and mature. Because the game I called with Anthony Richardson, he's just not mature yet as a quarterback.
Right. They're probably better off with Flacco right now.
They would if they want to win, but I think they want to develop him.
Yeah, so, short term, they're better off with Flacco.
Steichen just said he won't commit.
They're not.
He said he won't commit?
About 10 minutes ago.
Oh, that's amazing. Then that means Joe Flacco is going to play because the statistics are ridiculous.
I think the reason he's not going to commit is because Anthony Richardson admitted he took himself out of the game and said he was tired.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
that? Oh, did he say that? I didn't hear that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Joe, we're calling this game, and like Anthony Richardson comes out of the game. Like, wait, when did he get hurt?
He's tired.
Right. I didn't see what happened. And he just tapped himself out.
And he admitted it. He said it after the game. Yeah, I went to coach. I told him I was tired. I'm done. Like,
now,
what
I
the
ask,
heck is that?
That's going to be us to Hurley at the end of the week.
you beat up? Or Hurley's beating you? I got to ask you.
Five and a half hour shows, Joe.
I got no sympathy. Evan and I. Well, hold on. Wait. Evan and I, all the years of the Summer of Loves with doing Mike's show when we were on there eternally.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So we know it well, bro. Believe me.
Yes.
We're well versed in that.
Every summer, baby.
Right. Yep. Sean, I got to ask you, how do you feel, bro, tonight? Where are you with your baseball team?
I think the Yankees are going to win the next three games.
You do? Okay.
I do. Now, does that mean they win two or one of two in L.A.? I don't know, but I think this is going back 3-2. I like the matchups the next three days.
So shades of 0-1 with Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona,
I can see that happening.
Won the first two Yankees. I can see the next three. Right. We all know
it's,
what happened.
It's hard for me to believe that game one won't come back to kill the Yankees, though.
Is the Golden Boy playing for the Dodgers tonight or no?
He is in the lineup leading off, yes.
He is.
Shohei.
I mean, it's his left shoulder, so it shouldn't be a factor. You know this, Joe, from golf. Jack up your back shoulder. It doesn't really affect you.
No, you're right about that. Yeah. No, you're 100% right about that.
Joe,
I'm trying to play as much as I can, by the way. How about the weather?
Joy, can I just say this? Weather's been great. Right.
Oh, my God.
Halloween is supposed to be 80 degrees.
Are you going? Yeah, 80 degrees. Yeah. Oh. Are you going to the disaster Thursday night, Ev?
No, I got to go back with my kids and trick-or-treat. That's the one night my wife said, you ain't going out. It's Halloween night, so I will not be there Thursday.
Well, there'll be a lot of Jet fans there wearing their empty seat costumes.
I'm sure they will.
Be a
Thank
lot of
you,
that.
Joe. We appreciate it, man.
All right,
appreciate
guys.
You,
be
Joe.
Well. Take care.
The great Joe Beningo checking in on his thoughts after what was absolutely putrid Jet effort, and he's right.
Empty seat costumes.
Halloween night.
Love that.
Everyone lost all their money or spent all their money coming to the World Series. They're emotionally drained. The Jets stink. They got to take their kids trick-or-treating. Trust me. I think MetLife Stadium Thursday night's going to be a ghost town.
You're right.
Get it? Ghost town.
Halloween. That one.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.